Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, and y'all use the he, him pronouns. And we've got Cool Vons right now, who's decided to take get out of here. Original recipe is probably wondering if he can find more, like, food, syrup, perhaps. It's still brekkie time, I think, right?
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse is not around, but Aramith is, and I will be playing her today.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns, and Wealthy continues to dream awkwardly of Arisane.
No. And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold unconscious person. And we all use he, him pronouns. And Steamboat Willie is not doing so good. Seeing little birdies. And Grix is having brekkie, as has been said.
Yeah, unconscious man. That's an important role to play. My father was an unconscious man, and his father before him was an unconscious man.
If you get a chance, you should rate, review us on our podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Last time, we had a big, huge fight. It was very intense. Lots of things happened that I will not recap in full because it was truly a lot of battle. The main things are Wealthy is currently unconscious, dreaming of Arisane. Steamboat Willie is currently unconscious, dreaming of being Nikki in his school. Cool Vons is about to try to escape. The Frymeets are helping with everything. Aramith and Cog tied up the wings of the Metal as Hell Pegasus with its wings on fire and are currently dealing with that. And Lucky first aided Wealthy and then did Burning Hands on the corrupted goats. That's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, while Jesse and our original Vons and Grix are currently about to roll for initiative over more pancakes.
I believe we had established they're playing Go Fish.
Maybe they've moved on to starting their own D&D game.
At this point, it may be long enough that I would be confused if they actually still were eating breakfast.
It's like a grazing on the leftovers thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. We rejoin our battle already in progress. So all of you are here because y'all went outside and Wealthy was like, hey, some corrupted goats. I'm going to ask to talk to a representative. And it worked. Because random chance happens sometimes and people roll a 20. Talked to some folks, we had a psychic connection, and then Wealthy was like, you know what? Fuck this guy. And fireballed the giant 7.5-foot corrupted creature in steel plate armor.
Who had been riding a metal as hell Pegasus.
Yes.
Whose wings are now on fire.
Yes. So
if we survive, it would have been an awesome move.
Yes. So your giant, clanky, corrupted creature, knight-ish friend, who I've been calling the Emissary, is currently standing over Cool Vons and Prime Frymeath, who Prime Frymeath has suggested a tactical retreat because two people are unconscious and many people are bleeding. Aramith and Cog are nearby, attempting to deal with the Metal as Hell Pegasus with varying degrees of success. Also a corrupted creature, whose wings were on fire, although at this point the rain has put them out except for a few smoldering embers. And then, a little bit downslope, there's a flat area, which you guys were on, and then after that it starts sloping pretty steeply down. We have Wealthy, unconscious, near the base of a large rock spire. We have Lucky, standing over her, getting punched by goats, and using flaming hands on them, and trying to heal, and also being pretty beat up. FM, also known as Green Day Frymeath, was running towards that group with an unconscious Steamboat Willie over his shoulder. And let's see, believe all the goats are still up. All the
you
goats
didn't
are still up.
Say that any of the goats were down okay. Yet.
Yeah, so all the goats are still up and with varying degrees of damage after being caught on fire. And one of them has been shot twice.
Yeah, that was great. I love Frymeath with his gun.
Yeah. Betty wishes he had an ammo for us, but he doesn't. So might be a one scene wonder. It's currently pouring rain. There is thunder. There is lightning. There is wind. Frymeath attempted to yell for help because you guys can hear the battle going on near, you know, one of the front areas on the plazas. If the wind is just right, you can hear it faintly. So you're not super far, but your current plan was to keep going downslope to try to get to presumably one of the highest of the watchtowers operated by the Guardians that Steamboat Willie told you all that he saw through the mist with his, you know, keen kobold gaze. So
I think I rolled real bad there.
They weren't supposed to remember that.
just putting that out there. A little metagame in here. I roll real bad when I saw that tower. So.
You did actually roll incredibly badly.
But what are the chances that will become relevant? So, things are grim, but not over. And we roll for initiative.
Again?
I know.
Every
time. You can
time.
Just go last.
Aramith got 5.
Oh, I might be going last anyway. 2.
Wolfie got 10.
4.
Excuse me while I roll for an entire menagerie of people and creatures.
You know you can group them.
I could, but you all are so spread out. I group the goats.
Okay.
Which makes sense. They are sort of operating as a team.
Look, he keeps rolling 7s. If she was a Final Fantasy character, she'd be doing fucking great right now. All right.
I mean, it's like it's thematically correct.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Weird.
No, it was really weird. Yes, like, yeah, when I was editing, I was like, what the hell?
Wealthy.
I continue to dream awkwardly of Erisine.
All right. Okay. Well, you continue to dream awkwardly of Erisine.
Okay.
I believe you're over in a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like,
I'm just
what
drinking.
Do you think is happening right now?
I have no fucking idea. This is so weird. Because, you know, we never spent a huge amount of time together alone. So I wonder where the guys are.
Oh, I don't know. Like, probably off, like, doing some weird shit, like, outside or something. I don't know.
Battling the corruption?
Oh, maybe. I mean, why did they not invite us then?
I don't know.
Huh. And scene.
Wealthy, make a wisdom check.
So that's a 19 on the die. So 29 on a not prime.
Oh, perfect. Erin, what bar do you think this would be in?
Probably the Gwendolyn.
All right.
It's on a night when Photios was not working.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
So Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You're idly glancing around the bar.
Okay.
And you notice, and you don't know why you didn't notice this before, but on the wall behind Erisine, there is some sort of, like, black pulsating oil slick archway.
Oh, shit. Well, the reason I didn't notice it before was because all I could see was Erisine. Just, you know, one of those glowing angel things.
Ah! Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so I am going to, with the 29 on the die, I choose to realize that this is not real life, and that this is a portal somewhere, and given that it's black tar shit, I'm going to ask Sidroa, do you know what's going on with that portal over there?
Sidroa does not answer.
Fuck, I was afraid of that. Okay, all right, so I'm going to...
And in this space, you do not feel their presence.
Okay, I'm going to stand up and rather absently say to Erisine, I'll be right back, and then I'm going to go over to the portal. What is it like as I get closer to it?
Make a dexterity check. That's technically a saving throw, if you happen to have a bonus.
Dexterity for 15.
Total?
I take the total... I take the number on the die plus my saving throw, right? And
yeah.
Do I take the 10 too?
I was going to say your deck saving throw usually includes your level, so.
Okay, then I'm going to say 25.
Okay. You step deftly back, because as you approach the portal, a kind of tentacle-like... Well, basically, tentacles made of whatever the same substance is reach out towards you, but not super quickly. So you take a step back, and they... seem to only be able to reach to about 3 feet in front of the portal.
Okay.
But they are gently probing your general direction.
Okay.
Relatively calmly, but, you know, they're there.
So you said that the portal looks like it's brown, it's black and drippy. Like an oily substance?
Yeah, or like a Stargate if you turned up the darkness really high.
Are the tentacles coming out from the center of the portal, or are they coming out from the black and sticky stuff?
Well,
the Stargate part.
The portal is made entirely of that black and sticky stuff. Essentially just like there's an archway in this wall made of the black sticky stuff.
So they're coming out.
I should also note that this does not look particularly like Sidroa.
Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna say hello, who are you?
Well, if they make a wisdom check.
Fuck. That is not good. That is a 17 on a not prime.
You know their name now.
Okay.
You know in your heart, you know their name. Can you recall it exactly right now? No.
No.
But they sound friendly and safe.
Okay. Yeah.
This does not compel you to approach it.
No.
I'm just saying we have basically a dreamlike skip, you know, where your brain is just like, oh, right.
Oh, right. I understand. So what are you doing here in this dream?
You get no answer.
All right, I'm gonna do an arc around the space where the tentacles are coming out, the 3 feet space, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna walk over to the wall, and I'm kind of look down the wall so that I can see, you know, is the arch coming out of the wall, or is it on the wall, or is it inside the wall?
It is not set forward or back. It is completely flush with the wall.
Okay.
And weirdly gives the impression of being unnaturally flat, despite the fact that it has a, you know, lightly wavy rippling surface.
Okay.
Except for the tentacles. Those are sticking out.
But, yeah. Okay, so it doesn't talk to me, but it can tell me its name, which I cannot remember, which I do not know. But I think that it's, I have the feeling that it's cool. What can I do?
Well, we can let you ponder that for a minute.
Yeah, let me ponder for
a minute.
All right,
you ponder. Meanwhile, cool Vons.
Mm.
You are standing side by side with this universe's version of your friend's grandpa. You've had weirder days than this. Not many. Although you're probably really racking them up, actually. But the giant sword-wielding creature in front of you attacks.
No, I don't like that.
Now, you are better armed and better armored. You're also not fresh to the fight, as it were. So, Wit, roll a d6 and tell me what you get.
5.
It goes after Prime Frymeath.
Oh. Oh no, our tank.
It hits.
Just
be doing a two-handed strike.
Oh, both hands.
Which means I just rolled the wrong die.
Wait, it does only have two hands, right?
It does only have two hands. As I continue to find weird spots to write on this sheet, Prime Frymeath takes 12 damage.
Okay, that's...
He manages to, you know, definitely step back, but he gets a real cool-looking cut across his shirt.
Ah.
The suit is ruined. The greatest consequence of all. But
is he wearing a suit? Does he look like a school teacher?
He looks like a rich dude.
Yeah, that's not school teachers.
So the difference is tailoring mostly. All right.
And fabric choice, probably.
I don't know. Aaron, what do you think the Mayfinwies have as their preferred fancy fabric?
Velvet.
All right.
A velvet suit.
Because that would be like such absolute bullshit extravagance in this setting.
Maybe like a velvet lining.
God, would that have held up though? Like, he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Might not have held up at this point, but it could be the lining. It's one of those contrast linings, so it's really obvious. So as the slash happens, Cool Vaughn sees, you know, the jacket flap, and that is some gorgeous deep green velvet. Amazingly good condition, given everything you've seen about this entire city.
Didn't he get shot in a lake?
Different Frymeath. Prime Frymeath is the one that is up
fighting
the giant emissary thing. Yeah. FM goes. FM was running up to Wealthy and shooting at goats, and continues to do that.
I imagine him walking up like an action hero, just resolutely walking forward and blam, blam, blam.
I mean, he has slowed to more of a slower walk because he is carrying. He has, one, gotten close, and two, is carrying Steamboat Willie.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so he is actually going to shoot at the goats that are attacking Lucky. Hit and hits. Okay, fires off two shots. Because I realized that I don't think I've been running this character quite right. Rolls ass again. God damn it, man. One of the goats finally goes down. Goat C, we hardly knew ye. One of the goats over Lucky and Wealthy takes a shot to the side, heels sideways, bounces off the spire of rock, and tumbles a short way down the slope, seemingly dead. All right, it's Lucky's turn. Lucky has an unconscious Wealthy. Lucky is getting beat up by goats. Lucky is not very high level. Lucky fumblingly draws a weapon that she was given and attempts to just stab the goat in front of her. Wealthy rolls a one. By Wealthy, I mean Lucky rolls a one. Lucky is shorter than Aracene was and is not quite used to this rapier, apparently.
Oh, poor thing.
And also, you know, was attacking from a crouch and it wasn't great. So yeah, Lucky rolls a one and basically fumbles the rapier. It, you know, stabs forward, misses. On the drawback, her hand hits against the rock and she drops it basically at her feet. It's been fumbled. She'll have to spend some time recovering it next round if she wants to attack. If she just wants to run with it in her hand, that'll probably be okay. But all right, Aramith.
I am over by Cog, yes. And you are both next to
the Pegasus, yeah.
The
Pegasus has hit you with hooves and I think bit you at one point. So this thing hits hard and it's very large.
And it's aware of me, so I can't do sneak attack.
Correct.
Does flanking do anything in this? It has been relevant so infrequently. I can't remember.
Flanking, I think, is mostly an attack bonus based thing. If you describe a good way to get behind the creature beyond just circling it, like if you do something fancy, we can roll like a dex check or something to see if you can get in a good enough position for a sneak attack or back attack. Probably a sneak attack, because back attack requires them to be completely unaware of you. But yeah,
I think maybe I'll just like slash at it just because I'm not sure what else to do at this point.
Okay, I do think.
Oh man, that's not say, great I believe bonuses.
I believe Cool Vons did call a retreat. So
basically,
yeah, do something. It was something along the lines of like, do something cool if you can, but don't get risky with it as we all run away. We're very similar. He preached caution, at least.
I don't remember how I put it.
Yeah, that's fair. I just saw one of the notes you left on the character sheet. It's very funny.
I hope
funny.
You enjoy this.
Is she she's on the opposite side of the Pegasus from Cog? Yes,
she can be. Yeah.
I'll like do a quick duck and roll under the Pegasus and scoop up Cog and start running.
Cog is conscious.
Yeah, but okay. I just want to make it fast.
All right, you go. You scoop Cog up. You start running. You get an alarm. What? Cog is yanked off the ground. You start booking it. Are you going to book it downslope towards Wealthy and the gang, or are you going to try to kind of stay on this ridgeline a little while longer and break away from the rest of the group?
We'll divide.
Okay.
We'll go along the ridgeline.
Cool. All right. You start running along the ridgeline. You know, you continue away from where you guys came out in the first place, and you're essentially running. It would be a long run, but you're running towards the front of the arcs at this point if you circle all the way around this mountain. Just to give some direction of where you guys are. Okay.
And like whenever Cog wants to get down, I'll drop him.
Okay.
But I don't want to do it like out of nowhere. Just so he, you know, can actually land on his feet.
Yeah. I just want to have a fun pratfall moment.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not in the middle of a battle, no. Thank you.
Okay. You start running. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, you were naked except for your jacket and a knife
uh-huh.
in your school, and everyone uh-huh. was laughing at you.
Uh-huh. I don't know if it's dream rules. I'm gonna if I'm like younger, is it college or is it like young school?
It's high school.
High school.
It's your last year of high school. So okay. Only like a year and a half ago ish.
I'm gonna run away and cry in the bathroom.
I'm not gonna make you roll for that. You succeed.
Hooray.
Hooray. Roll a wisdom check.
18 on the die, so that's pretty good. 23.
You find some, should be higher than that.
Yeah.
You find some hastily abandoned, you would think.
25.
Or sorry. Stashed. You find some stashed joints and a lighter.
Sweet.
In the bathroom.
Sweet.
While you're in the stall crying. So, compensation prize for complete humiliation. It's the Pegasus's turn. The Pegasus sees Aramith and Cog running away, sees Cool Vons and Prime Frymeath fighting its rider. And presumably, due to the whole hive mind thing the corruption has going, knows about what's going on downslope. It starts running towards Wealthy and the gang.
Oh boy.
And gets to like the edge of the slope this turn as the last of the fire goes out, little smoke curls are lost in the rain. All right. Cool Vons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aramith and Cog are retreating. Prime Frymeath is next to you and just got hit. The giant emissary night thing is above you and still has a very big sword. And the Pegasus has headed off away from you and towards where you know.
And he's just...
another group of your friends is.
And he's just slashed at Frymeath.
Yes.
With a two-handed weapon.
Yes.
Is his weapon still like... is it... What's his weapon doing?
Whatever you need it to be for the purposes of what you're about to try to describe. He's holding it, and he can still fight with it. But if you want to do something fancy,
well, if so, he's on a horse still.
No,
no. Oh, so he's off.
He's mounted the Pegasus long ago. The Pegasus is being its own independent operator during this fight.
Man, I've been picturing this whole thing wrong.
he is Plenty Tall Sand's horse.
I believe you, but that puts his that puts his whole swingy arm thingy lower. So if his two-handed strike, that's typically up to down. So I'm picturing his sword is like kind of in a down position.
Down left.
Down left.
Cross-body strike.
Yeah. Do you suppose Vons could try to disarm him, step on the sword?
You can try. All right.
Or we could also try to slash at his hands while they're down. Try to disarm him that way. Although,
I mean,
he's wearing
armor,
right?
It would be
right?
The same. Ah. He is. That said, let me look up the grapple rules.
Oh, the grapple rules.
All right. We do have a disarm rule.
Okay.
Make an intelligence check, Cool Vons.
19 on the die.
Okay. Disarming this person would be very, very hard.
Would be very, very hard. Okay.
I'm going to let you try it because Jesse trained you. Normally, your class can't do this. Granted, your class doesn't exist in the book, but the flavor of the other classes involved would imply that your class can't do this. But
the class that he's rotated into would rather
steal
the weapon, right?
Yes. You can disarm.
Oh, he can disarm.
By book. So, hey, that's nice. It would still be hard.
Still be hard. How hard?
As if one was, say, rolling against not a prime.
Hmm.
This creature clearly knows what it's doing with a weapon.
Yeah, and it's probably his main weapon. We haven't seen these guys use like real magic before, right?
That's not true, but this guy is a fighter, so.
Yeah, this person has not appeared to use any magic, so.
Well, getting this thing out of his hands will give us a much better chance to get away.
That's true. All right.
Okay, let's try this.
Roll.
Okay.
Roll an attack roll.
That's a 10 on the die. That doesn't sound like it's going to get to hard. This is an attack roll, so...
Yeah.
We're adding, what, his plus 2?
Plus your strength modifier, if any.
Oh, yeah, there's no strength modifier.
You go for it. You try to do the, you know, step on the end of the sword thing, but this person has very good follow through, and so... You know, you start getting a paw on there, and then the sword slips out from under your foot. You manage to avoid getting cut, but that's about it. All right. Do you want to move?
Yes. So I'm right next to Frymeath.
And you two did agree to a... He proposed a
coordinated
retreat last time, and you agreed.
Yep. So he probably doesn't appreciate me like floundering right there. Let's run.
Okay, are you running towards Wealthy and the gang, or are you running after Aramith and Cog?
Is there anything between? Both Cog and Wealthy are down. Are they're in
opposite? Both Steamboat Willie and
Wealthy
are down, and they are both in the group that is at Wealthy downslope.
Right, and they need help because they're unconscious.
You would guess, yeah, because Aramith and Cog are both conscious, and Aramith can run real good. So
I can tell that they're unconscious or no?
You know for sure that Steamboat Willie's unconscious because you would have seen him fall unconscious before FM picked him up and started running.
Right, and we vibe like that. So yeah, I'm going to go in that direction.
All right, you start heading towards the group with unconscious people and ghosts in the middle of Hill Pegasus and all that good shit. All right, that was cool.
Probably not what Aramith meant by retreat, but...
You're retreating from the giant thing. So, hey. Okay. There are goats. The goats have lots of targets. The goats make choices. One of the goats goes after Lucky. And nat 20s.
Oh, God.
Aaron's going to be very upset.
Aaron's going to be so upset.
Wealthy is still up. But, well, damn it, I keep getting that swapped around. So, anyway, Lucky is still up, but is not looking good. Just gets... Part of that overextension mess up with the rapier just gets basically a hoof to the forehead and stumbles back and is bleeding. All right. The other goat goes after FM. And hits. And does maximum damage, which is not very high.
Well, that's
a goat.
But it's a corrupted goat.
I heard it was like a small horse.
It is. Also, I forgot to roll for its second attack. Does more respectable damage overall. Okay, so the goats have gone. Those vengeful creatures. Prime Frymeath goes. Prime Frymeath gets ready to dodge and backs up as far as Vons currently is, or actually falls a little bit short because Cool Vons is fast. So Prime Frymeath is trailing, you know, a few feet behind. Cog, Aramithi here near. So what's the plan?
Run.
Yeah, that seems like a good plan.
I mean, we couldn't get the... What's Aramith's voice? Oh, we couldn't get the... we couldn't tie it up, so just run.
Don't hear me arguing. All right. Cog's along for the ride. New round. Everybody roll. Initiative.
That would be an 8 for Wealthy.
Oh. That's a 1 for Aramith.
It's a 9.
Sorry. 1.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And what negative is Steamboat Willie right now?
Mm-hmm. 2.
Getting real crowded at the bottom of this initiative order. All right. Hopefully that's everyone. Cool Vons.
Yo. Up. Well, we running.
Okay. You run. You, you've started down the slope. You've technically passed where the Pegasus was, but this all happens at the same time. And the Pegasus is faster than you. So.
Well, shit.
It has a lead on you towards getting to Wealthy, but not by a lot. You can still see it if you want to like throw something at it, or hell, if you want to jump, I would let you try to go on top of it because it's going down a slope, so you'd get some air.
Oh yeah, he would. He's reasonably healthy though. I'm thinking about this like from the perspective of my own body. No way I'm jumping down a hill.
Imagine how cool it would be.
if you were somebody else.
Something tells me Vons isn't prone to peer pressure, guys.
Only for the best.
Well, let's see here. Has he got anything on him to distract that Pegasus with?
What would you do to distract a large, angry Pegasus?
Well, I think other Vons would throw anything at him. Probably some like glue or something, right?
Yeah.
Boy, do I miss glue potions right about now. I don't have a well-developed inventory.
You're pretty new here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're on a hill.
There are loose rocks all about. If yeah, you really want something to throw.
Is he going to be distracted by a rock though? He's a whole like horse.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying if you're looking for throwables specifically in your inventory, there are also rocks.
Oh, in the inventory?
Just available to you.
Oh, Oh, just around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can we scoop up a rock without slowing us down too much and just throw it while running? Yeah, that's okay.
Let's
throw it. All right.
You throw a rock.
Yeah, throw a rock.
You throw a really heavy rock, actually. But I rolled for size. So
That's our other podcast.
It's like a volleyball size instead of being like a baseball size.
Vons was actually the lead of the shot put team. Somehow. It's all technique.
Actually, all right. I bet a lot of Fox folk do wind up doing track and field in high school and the other earth.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a 16 on my die. Throwing, I imagine, is what, plus 2?
Yeah, it'd be a ranged attack, so you'd use your base attack bonus plus your dex.
Oh, so like probably plus 3 then.
All right, you go. You throw this rock. Total of 21, I believe.
I think so. Wait, 16. Yeah. No, that would put it at like 9. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, I think I misheard you. What was on the die?
16 was on the die.
Oh, I thought it was 18. Okay, so you're probably like, whatever. So 16.
Dex is a prime, though.
Yes, but it's an attack, so it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Your rock flies true.
Is that how it's worked this whole time?
Actually, you're just trying to do a distraction.
Yeah, I'm just like...
If you're willing to forego the damage, we can treat it as an attribute check instead of a...
Yeah, just kind of generally getting in its face. Like,
all right. You throw a rock, 16 plus your level, plus your dex is 26. So, you throw a rock real good. You hit it right on the back of its head.
Okay.
With a rock that, well, not quite volleyball size, is pretty fucking close. And I'm going to say that works as a distraction. You get it to pull up short and look back towards you, or at least its head is looking towards you. You can't really see its eyes.
Mm.
Yeah, you've arrested its forward progress and made it rethink its priorities.
Mm.
And I assume you are continuing to run towards Wealthy and everyone else, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think at the speed we're already going, it's not much of a choice at this point.
Okay.
It's all downhill.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
There's a door.
I choose to believe that I do not understand. I don't know where I am. While I understand this is a dream, I do not remember how I got to this dream. So I am going to... Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tie a rope. I have 50 feet of
what
silk.
Rope?
I have 50 feet
You're
of silk
in a dream
rope on my belt pouch. I have a belt pouch. I always have my pouch with me. And I have 50 feet of rope.
You guys are
it's a
RPG
dream.
Adventurers.
I'm going to start taking 50 feet of rope to the bar.
Yeah, I always have my stuff with me.
Fine, you have your rope.
I have my rope. I'm going to tie it to the chair that Aracene is sitting on. Then I'm going to tie it around. Then I'm going to tie it around my waist, and I am going to walk up to the black stuff.
Okay, you walk up to the black stuff.
Uh huh.
The tentacles part around you for a moment.
Uh huh.
And then pull you swiftly into the portal.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Dream Aracene. As we leave this scene,
yeah,
your chair is suddenly yanked out from under you and sucked into this wall, and you don't know where Wealthy went, but your chair is gone now too.
It's like a little pratfall. She like her hands sort of fly up, and like her drink like goes like in like a little arc, and I think it just like freeze frames there, yeah. Like as we cut away.
Yeah, the slightly blurry because it's on. Analog film.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Wealthy.
Uh-huh. Bye, Aracene.
Bye. I may have made another mistake.
It's okay.
But this is just a dream.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back to consciousness.
Oh, God.
You're at 1 hit point.
Ugh.
You are, however, filled with this dark and alien feeling presence. And for anyone who can see Wealthy right now, she's basically crying oil.
Oh, God.
Wealthy, don't worry. You still have control of your character.
I saw the X-Files.
You are... X-Files will continue to haunt this podcast. And I'm okay with that. Wealthy, despite the fact that you are currently very weak, you both feel powerful and curious about this place you have found yourself in.
Okay. But I'm in control of my body.
Probably.
Okay.
You can try next round.
Okay. Sounds good.
Also, the rest of you up to your neck is covered in a black goop, but that goop is our good goop friend, Cedrilla.
Okay.
Great.
So I'm covered in Cedrilla, but I have goop inside me.
But you're crying oil.
Yeah. Crying oil. Well, that's going to be fun.
Cedrilla has essentially formed a bodysuit of some sort of protection, you would certainly hope, or this is just kind of weird around you. And has also done the thing that they do where your artificial leg has muscles and more flexibility again.
Okay.
So it'll be easier for you to go down slope should you choose to. But so you kind of pick yourself up, you look around. Everything is both weirdly muted and yet strangely sharp, and you can see further than you normally can, and it's probably fine. Prime Frymeath runs after Vons and hits the slope and just starts heading down it. Short leap, slide kind of thing. Lucky goes. Lucky's beat up. Wealthy just fucking stood up.
Oh, God. So I'm just standing there.
Yeah. Lucky just goes, ah. She sees your eyes. Scrabbles up. There's a fucking weird Wealthy on one side and a painful ass goat on the other. And Lucky just goes, we're running, right? Right? Can we run? Looking between Wealthy and FM. Hey, Wealthy. Hey, Wealthy.
Oh, I'm supposed to say something?
I try not to talk to myself as policy.
Talking is a free action.
I'll say, yes.
Perfect. Lucky just goes, okay. Lucky grabs something out of her bag and shoves it onto the goat. Rolls well. Foam poofs up around this corrupted goat. And it's like it's stuck in a fucking corn pop. Little hooves and its head and its tail sticking out.
It's so cute, though.
And this kind of goes, mah, except it doesn't make noise.
It goes from goat to corn sheep.
And it just kind of starts tilting sideways towards the downslope. And then Lucky starts running downslope. The giant emissary goes, and the giant emissary spends its entire turn just running after the rest of you. It probably would get up to Cool Vons, but Cool Vons is fast, so Cool Vons has a very slight lead on it and can't get attacked this round. The Pegasus goes. Pegasus got hit by a rock. The Pegasus scrabbles back up the slope. It wasn't too far ahead of Cool Vons. And attacks Cool Vons.
God damn it. Well, I guess I did provoke it.
You did successfully distract it, so that's something. Your armor class is what? Leather armor gives you a plus one. Or plus two. Plus two.
Just to say. Armor class is... Well, on here it's 12. That was copied directly from other Vons, so it probably assumes his
What's your armor. Dex bonus?
My dex bonus is plus one.
Okay, so yeah, 12 would be right. I thought other Vons were studded. Doesn't matter. All right, yeah, so 12 is correct. You get hit with a hoof. The exact same roll, you get hit with another hoof. And you get really hit by a bite, although it does not crit. So that's something.
I don't suppose being a moving target helps at all.
Not in this game. That's the wrong die. You take 17 points of damage.
God dang. Okay.
As this Pegasus just fucking wails on you.
Ooh, okay. So he was at 21.
Okay, you're still up. Only the last hit point matters. FM, in secondary response to Lucky's question, just goes, yes, and starts ushering Wealthy and Lucky down the slope. And God, I think he's... So he does that, and in lieu of moving... because there's still a bunch of injured people, admittedly, including Steamboat Willie, reloads his gun. Okay, Aramith.
No one's chasing us, yes?
Correct. Well, Kog is still on your shoulder. I technically skipped him, but he's riding along, so.
I'll keep him on my shoulder for now. I didn't take like a ton of shit with me, so I figure he's not like encumbering me particularly.
Yeah, especially since it's a willing passenger, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, you keep running.
We'll just keep running. If I can find a way to go down the slope soon, I will do that.
Okay, roll an wisdom or intelligence, your choice.
Well, let's see what my...
Oh, the check boxes are a little bit tiny. Your primes are dex and charisma.
Oh, wow, those are really, really tiny.
Yeah.
Wow, she is not wise. Good God. Yeah, I'll go with intelligence.
Okay.
As you can imagine.
You don't want to roll with your plus zero as the modifier.
No, I'm good. I rolled a 13 plus 12 for my level plus 1 for my intelligence is 26.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
All right. You're still in the land of basically no official real paths down this.
What? Sorry, I saw a religion.
Yeah.
Lots of Easter eggs on this character sheet.
I wrote a good character sheet, dear
so
listener.
Sorry. Oh my god, the patron deity. Okay, the patron deity is hot gods only, and the religion is church is boring, and the alignment is cool chaos mom. I love it. I fucking love it. Thank you so right. much for giving me so many stupid little
yeah
little pieces. It fits so perfectly with how I filled out Aerisine's character sheet also.
I'm glad. All right. So you see a good spot to start going down the slope. You're still in a place with no real paths, but you do see a spot where like things have broken off pretty neatly into shelves. So you can just kind of do short hops down.
Okay.
And you won't be, I'll say you've been running for a little while. So you're going to be a little bit behind as far as up or down slope.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like roughly level to where like Cool Vons and like Prime Frymeath are. So you're just starting down the slope, but you're relatively close to everyone, although you're like 50 odd feet away.
That makes sense.
Kind of the line everyone is in, relatively speaking. Okay. So you run Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
In your dreamland, you have found pot.
All right. But I'm still naked, so I'm not going to like leave the bathroom.
Fair enough.
Okay. Probably not going to smoke in there, because if you find a naked kid in the bathroom smoking pot, like, that's a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Okay. The goats go. One of the goats rolls downhill. The other goat is still up, is injured, and has been shot, or at least once, and is just having a bad day. However, it's part of the corruption, so it... There's a bunch of, like, perfectly fine moves for it to make. I'm just trying to figure out what makes sense. It starts going after Lucky, but it breaks wide, but it starts keeping pace with her, but is out of reach. All right. New round.
All right.
That's an 8 again.
9.
6.
Where's my pen?
Pen.
7 here.
Okay. Steve Willie is at 7. Aramith is at 9?
Yes.
Wealthy is at 8?
Correct.
6.
Cool Vons. Okay. Thank you. Cool exclamation point Vons. The Frymeats go on the same initiative order, so that's fun. Okay, I think that's everyone. All right. The giant thing with the sword goes first. The giant thing with the sword catches up with Cool Vons and the Pegasus and leaps into the saddle of the Pegasus, which does mean it can't attack you this round, Cool Vons.
Does it take fire damage?
It doesn't.
The fire had already gone out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The fire went out like, I think the round after.
It's been slowly going up, but yeah, hasn't been doing more damage. It did its damage and then eliminated the Pegasus' ability to fly, assuming it is relying on those feathers.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Pegasus goes. Gonna have them go together. Cool Vons. Make an intelligence check.
All right. 13 on the die plus his level 23. Yeah, 23. That's after right. Is, yeah, it's a prime.
You are not attacked. Instead, this giant emissary holds up in sword and something that seems akin to a salute, a small one, before it starts running down the hill towards Wealthy on the back of the horse, or starts riding down the hill towards Wealthy.
Oh, shit.
Akin to a salute, you say?
You would guess it is a knightly salute, but with a giant sword and being terrified, it's a little hard to confirm. But you weren't stabbed, nor stomped, so that's something.
All right.
But now you pick up that you got saluted and subsequently left and not killed. So that's neat.
A little confused, perhaps.
Fair enough. It's Lucky's turn. Lucky keeps running. Lucky is getting separated from the group, but she's almost reached the tree line. So that's nice. Aramith.
Oh, wow. That means Lucky didn't get a 7 this time.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. We're still making our way down.
Okay. You also start approaching the tree line-ish.
Not super planning to exactly meet everybody, but can I ask one question?
Sure.
Do I see where the watchtower is from here?
Make a wisdom check.
Okay. I rolled a 14 plus 12 for my level, 26, and wisdom is 0, so just 26, not prime.
That's pretty good. So, and you have the elven vision thing, which lets you see very far, even in dark and stormy conditions.
Because I'm outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think actually torchlight works for you. I think the only outside thing was actually halflings, but either way.
Oh, you mean half elves?
Or half elves. I know halflings have a different, even weirder restriction.
Yeah, I have dusk. I have a dusk vision, but I can only see if it's natural light.
Halflings are crepuscular. All right. So, Aramith, you look at the tree line. You're still upslope a little bit, so you'd have a good line on a tower. And you get the sinking feeling in your stomach. You think that Steamboat Willie may have been mistaken in seeing one of these towers up here. Because right now, all you see is trees.
Can I, when I get that feeling, can I stop just briefly and actually consciously look around?
You do so scanning for it?
Yeah.
You can keep that 26 riding. You scan and there's no tower here. There might be one further down the slope. It would be hard to tell through all the trees, but it's not close to here.
I will yell as loud as I can. I don't see the watchtower.
This echoes across the slope. You all hear it. Okay. And then were you just heading directly down slope?
Yeah, I was going to keep going to the tree line.
Okay. You end up about one round away from the tree line. You're one round behind Lucky, essentially, speed-wise. Okay. That was Aramith. Wealthy.
You said that Frymeath was trying to herd me and Lucky down the slope while he's got Steamboat Willie. Well, I'm feeling
FM kind of, specifically.
FM, yeah. I am going to step out from in front of him and head back up the slope. I guess I see the emissary coming at me.
It is in fact charging towards you on the back of a giant horse. Yes.
Okay.
Also, you regain, before you do anything else, you regain 8 HP.
Oh, good. That's great. I don't remember what my HP was before, and
it was 1.
You're at 9.
So I'm at 9. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm at 9. So I am going to let my consciousness go and let Sidroa do what they want with my as my armor, and whatever the darkness is inside me, I feel very powerful. I'm going to let it do what it would naturally do.
What the fuck? Incredible.
What?
This is a lot, girl.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, but
let the darkness take you. It's fucking,
well,
so intense.
Wealthy, what spells do you have pressed that you still have access, that you haven't expended today?
I have, let's see, what do I have? I would have 3 magic missiles still, because I prepped a lot of those. And there's a bunch of others that I would have. I've expended levitate, so I would have rope trick. I have fireball. There's something called acid arrow.
Well, you did already use twice? 1 fireball.
Yeah, I did use 1 fireball. And I've used fly. That wasn't very helpful. And
it was extremely helpful, just not here.
So I've got quite a bit. There's dimension door and scrying. I would have done dimension door twice because that can be really helpful.
You mean prepped?
Yeah. Prepped it. Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
I mean...
It's an important difference here.
Yeah.
And then I've also got telekinesis and teleport.
You have teleport, you say.
I have teleport, I say.
I guess all your friends together weigh way more than 450 pounds.
Also, most of them are not in a close enough area.
Oh, I know. It was more things that it could have been, tactics that could have been taken last time or previously. So I wasn't sure if you had teleport prepped or not. Excuse me while I look up telekinesis, because I don't remember exactly how it works.
Wealthy's becoming an active girly. An action girly.
An action girly. Yes.
Yep. This is not what she studied for, but it's what she's becoming.
25 pounds per level of the caster.
Well, I mean, who among us went to school for the thing that we're actually doing as a career now?
Wealthy, mark telekinesis off your sheet.
Okay.
Starkness takes over you. Don't even know how to manage this. Okay. Cool, Vons.
Yo.
You see this creature riding down slope, sword held, clearly ready to take this big downswipe at Wealthy. Wealthy has some weird eye stuff going on that gets more intense and is covered in a black goo that you know is the friendly black goo, but there's something weird in this other one. But more importantly, Wealthy just kind of cocks her head, puts out a hand.
Oh, God.
And that creature's giant sword yanks out of its hand, flies up through the air, and lands next to you. It's been disarmed.
Also free sword, hey.
The sword's stuck slightly into the stone, although you're pretty sure it's just between two rocks.
And I think it's taller than you are?
Yeah, but it's at an angle. You can still grab the haft.
Yeah, realizes for a moment this might make him king of something.
Just drag it along behind him.
Yeah, you can carry it.
Yeah. I'm not letting free sword go to waste.
So that's there next to you. The thing's disarmed. It looks alarmed by this development, except it doesn't. But, you know, it's probably not happy about it. That was Wealthy's turn. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. I don't think I'm doing anything.
You're unconscious. Yeah. Cog keeps going for the ride. Sure you're not tired?
I mean, am I? I don't think I am.
You're not?
Not good. No cool. Worries. Just hang on.
Holy shit. Well, he just stole that thing's sword out of its hand and threw it.
Oh, no. Sometimes I think that my daughter had some weird ideas about what was a fun thing to do versus what was a good idea.
Kids, right?
I'm not your daughter, though.
Thankfully, mine are too young. Yes, but you were friends with
her daughter. Yes, you were friends with her daughter.
Yes. And I have made a pass at you while I was well drunk. So
genuinely does not, I would say probably Aramith would genuinely not know like how much influence you had on Aracene versus how much influence Aracene had on you. So
there you go.
It's all just a miasma of, wow, okay, you made some choices, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did make a choice.
Yeah, I'm suddenly glad my kids are too young to be crying oil and covered by dark goo.
You're probably a better parent than I am.
No, I think Valthi's just nuts.
I don't know her very well, but she did hit on me one time.
Well, we did have a long conversation once.
It's true. And everyone knows that if you have a long conversation with Wealthy, well, you're probably going to get hit on by her while she's drunk.
I can't argue with that.
It's just how it goes.
It's like Cog keeps it professional.
Yeah. It's the pattern so far, yeah.
But all right, so that was Cog's turn.
I mean, one does also need to be a woman.
Well, have we ruled that, like, well, okay. I'm not sure we've ruled out all the other possibilities, but testing scientifically.
I feel like
here.
We kind of have a little bit, yeah. Wealthy's been around a lot of men. She's only ever hit on women.
Yeah. All right. Cool, Vons.
Mm.
You've been saluted at and then left by a giant scary knight emissary creature on a giant scary Pegasus.
And then as far as I know, he tosses me his sword, so this guy must
like me. No, it looked very much torn out of his hands. Oh. you usually don't manage to toss something end over end behind you upslope.
Yeah, the salute's still weird.
Your intelligence check lets you know it's a sign of respect.
Sure.
It can still be weird.
Sure, yeah. Battlefield respect is a thing, I guess. We're just gonna grab that sword and keep moving towards the destination, I suppose.
Okay, so between you and the destination is the
It's Frymeath,
giant emissary creature and its sword.
How near is Frymeath?
Frymeath is still actually fairly close to you because he hasn't gone yet this turn. So
Maybe I toss the sword Pegasus and to stuff him. Went past him. I'm using a sword right now. Maybe he needs a sword.
All right. You toss it. He catches it.
I thought it was a huge sword. I thought the sword was really, really big. How are they just like tossing it casually?
It's less of a toss and more of an, and then Brian okay. comes down slow. So he just kind of picks it up where it skitters along the ground too.
Fair enough.
It looks like it's too this big for Primus, but much in the same way one can wield those Japanese swords that were used to like kill horses while you were infantry. Like, it can be used. It's just incredibly difficult.
Swords are shockingly light.
Yeah. It's too long for him. The leverage is weird.
Like the average long sword in the Middle Ages was like under 4 pounds.
Mm. Yeah. Still, this is like Sephiroth's sword length, so it's still going to be
awkward. Yeah. No. Yeah. The big ones, the crazy weird German ones, they're like 8 feet long or,
Yeah, it's kind of like that on Primeath. It's not quite that long, but it's pretty fucking long.
See, that's what I had been picturing is like one of those fuck off German ones.
Yeah.
That, like, if you don't use two hands, like, you literally can't get the right leverage.
Yeah, no.
There is no sheath for this because it is too big.
Yeah.
You can't draw it. You have a squire who carries it for you and hands it to you.
Yeah. It's one of those. So Primeath now has a sword.
Yeah. Well, that'll keep him from getting charged by anything, at least, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you're booking it downslope?
Yeah.
Okay. Primeath joins you in booking it downslope. Both of you draw roughly parallel with Wealthy, who is, crying oil and covered in a sidroa and can apparently move things with her fucking mind, so that's cool. You see Lucky further downslope, running, and a goat keeping pace with her, and FM is up with Wealthy and still has Steamboat Willie over his shoulder. What would you like to do?
Does anybody need help? All these people look like, it sounds like everybody's able to move.
Yeah, either able to move or being evac'd by someone who can. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I guess I just gesture to get gone. Do we need to collect anybody else? We're all able to go in the same direction.
Yeah, you should all be good.
All right.
Wealthy and Frymuth can book it around the side of this rock spire and head down with you, and assuming no one gets hit. In the interim,
do we see a tunnel entrance or anything like that nearby, or do we have
you
to
see
go
a forest?
To the, I see.
Actually, if you want to make a, sorry, I cut you off. Have to go to what?
Or do we have to go to the last known tunnel entrance, which would be through? I don't know how much
make
terrain.
A wisdom check, but add your listen bonus.
Ooh, 18 plus the wisdom bonus. What? Ooh. Well, okay. So sorry. Enough math here. It's a listen check, so wisdom is +0, so listen bonus is +2, that's 20, so level is +9?
Yes.
That's a bunch, it's 29.
Okay. You go and you look and you listen and you try to find somewhere to be that isn't here.
I mean, everyone would have also heard Aramith say she couldn't see the watchtower.
Yeah, but Vons is looking for a tunnel.
Sure.
So,
different role. Reminding everyone.
Yeah. Cool, Vons, you definitely know that the watchtower isn't here, and you, as you glance around yourself, you confirm the watchtower is, in fact, not here.
Yeah, we popped up through some kind of a hatch or something, right?
You came out of a tunnel door, but it was a while away.
Yeah.
You thought you'd seen one in the distance, but nope. All right, so cool, Vons, you look and you listen, and you hear and pinpoint that coming out of a crack, it's roughly running along your path of travel. It looks like it's running downhill, and you hear the sound of fast running water, and you kind of adjust your pacing to pinpoint it, and you see that it's a little 3-foot wide crack, basically, that goes down into a rushing torrent of water that then disappears beneath the rocks into what you're guessing is a cave. And that actual entrance is further ahead of you and downslope, but you can see that it's, it's not going into a crack. It looks like it's water falling off into something else.
Okay.
So that's a cave.
That's a cave that's underground. It probably goes eventually inside.
Yeah, you'd have to drop. If you were just going to jump down to it, you'd probably be jumping 15 feet down to hit the water. The water looks deep for whatever that's worth. And then you'd be carried along it very quickly.
The question is the water glowing?
It is not.
Well, that would be the quick way back in. Giving another look to the situation, does Vons think for any reason that the shadow corrupted things that are still around would follow him in, or does he think that they would be distracted enough not to notice that we just disappeared into the rock?
I mean, They would be distracted enough to not notice that, probably distracted enough to not notice that you and Frymeath disappeared. You know,
right.
Wealthy or FM, who are standing in front of these things, couldn't get over here and jump in without it noticing. That said, with that wisdom check, you also know this is a narrow crack, relatively speaking, to get down into here.
Right.
It might be difficult, like it widens a little bit towards where that waterfall is, but it would be difficult for the corrupted creatures, either of them, to fit, except for maybe the goat.
Uh-huh.
The goat is downslope.
Right. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, Vons is going to gesture to Frymeath about the crack. I don't know how we're going to let the other people know.
You could yell.
Yeah. I guess it's no harm in that, since he can't follow us down anyway. So yeah, Vons is going to whistle and try to get their attention and then get ready to go down. He doesn't.
All right. Do you just whistle and point, or what do you say?
Have we established that the Shadow Corrupted, or at least to this Vons' knowledge, do the Shadow Corrupted understand language that they use? They do.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
He would know.
Of course, anything I say to either one of them, the other's going to catch on to. So Vons is just going to whistle and then yell, "There's a crack over here, and I'm going to jump into it, and it's an escape. Let's escape. Let's go down here."
Okay.
Does Aramith hear him say that?
Probably.
I'm going to say you do, because Vons is yelling, and Aramith has a listen bonus. So. I'll just call it even. Elves are supposed to have good hearing. You hear it. Granted, you have to go across the part where the emissary and Wealthy are fighting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think he's mostly yelling.
You can loop around. You don't have to cut directly across them to get to where.
He's mostly yelling at whoever's carrying Steamboat.
Yeah. Okay.
Aramith will yell back, "Don't jump into the underground river."
I guess he's just going to wait till somebody else comes along. He's got no clue. What, underground river? That's what? What are you talking about?
you wait for further instruction. Prime Frymeath goes, looks there, looks at the forest, looks at the giant, until just now sword-wielding creature, looks at the sword you're holding. It's a bad plan, but there are worse plans.
Ominous.
Okay.
It's better than getting run down, and I imagine that the flying creatures know of this engagement and will show up soon. We shouldn't go before we have everyone else on board, but this might be our best bet. All right, you two wait. FM's turn. FM looks at Wealthy, says, even as he's kind of starting to back away because he doesn't want to be in the way of a charge, "Do you have this handled?"
I turn back and my eyes are just black and dripping, and I say, "Yes." I love that noise.
I miss being shot at. He runs. Cool, Vons.
Oh.
Your universe, as Frymeath comes up, looks down, you see the hint of a shrug, and jumps in with Steamboat Willie in tow.
Yeah, all right.
And gets swept downstream. FM is out of the fight. The goats go. The goat keeps pace with Lucky, who's almost at the tree line. But Cool Vons, you did see her turn, and she heard you.
Huh.
One of the other goats continues to bounce down slope and is also approaching the tree line, but in a much less willing fashion. All right, you're around.
That's a 10.
9.
6.
4.
All right. Okay, I think that's everybody. All right, Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Giant night creature on this Pegasus is heading towards you, is charging into you this round. You have a little bit more reaction time. Heal 8 more HP.
Oh, good. Well, the only thing I really have that will do anything. Well, let me see something. I didn't see Acid Arrow, so give me a second for that. 87.
Acid Arrow. Not MILF. Definitely not MILF.
Magical Arrow, acid. Okay. I will shoot Acid Arrow. Caster must succeed with a ranged touch attack to hit the target. The acid arrow deals 2d4 points of acid damage if it hits for every 2 caster levels of the acid, unless somehow neutralized, lasts an additional round and deals another 2d4 points each round. Second rounds, 2 rounds at 3rd and 4th level, 3 rounds at 5th to 6th level. Okay. So I'm at fifth level right now, and so that means three rounds.
Sorry, fifth level?
Yeah, I'm fifth level caster.
Okay, got it. Just making sure. Okay. So your telekinesis is still going.
You can't dismiss it to do. Oh, yeah.
It lasts around a level. So you have nine more rounds.
Oh, okay. So I have telekinesis. What is telekinesis is 147. I'm sorry. I should have been.
Can move an object or creature weighing 25 pounds per level up to 20 feet per round by mental command.
All right. So I can't move the horse, and the knight is the emissary is probably much. Okay. How far away is the emissary from me?
20 feet.
Okay. I am going to use my telekinesis, and I am going to rip its helm off.
Okay. Make a charisma saving throw.
Charisma. Oh, goody. That is 16 plus 10 on a non-prime is 26.
Okay, you do as you intend. You try to rip its helm off. It does get a save. Actually, it occurs to me. You don't technically have control of your character right now, and as part of that, you don't use your current level.
Okay.
We redo some math. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how much this thing would weigh. Hey, wait, how heavy was steel plate?
I don't know. I don't know what it is in this. You should go off of this, but it's, again, less than you think, but still a lot.
Clocks fall plate in at 50 pounds.
Less historically less than that, but I get why they do that in the game.
Yeah. All right. Wealthy, you go to rip this thing's helm off.
Mm-hmm.
You lift it instead. Mm-hmm. It attempts its own save. It blows it. I actually remember for once to roll for spell resistance. It blows it. You lift the knight.
Oh, I lift the knight!
And stop it in its tracks. The Pegasus keeps going towards you, but you lift the...
I lift the knight up off the Pegasus enough for it to slide out from underneath him and keep coming towards me. Okay.
And you can move it up to 20 feet.
Then I'm going to lift it up about 10 feet, and then I'm going to slam it as hard as I can into the ground.
Okay. I'm just going to roll that as essentially exaggerated falling damage. I roll almost max for you. You slam this thing down into the ground. It takes 17 points of damage.
Oh my god, I'm so strong!
You are, and there definitely will be no consequences whatsoever.
No, of course not. There would never be consequences for anything stupid I do.
Steamboat.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been long enough now. I'm probably going to try to do something. I can't just hide in the bathroom the whole time. I'm going
to... The school has started to flood with icy cold water.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Well, if that's the case, no one's going to be watching me, so I'll come out and I'll try to swim out and leave the building.
You paddle on out, you make it just out the front door. Lucky's turn. Or wait, I can't read. Prime Frymeath's turn. Prime Frymeath turns to you, Cool Vods, and says, you should go first. And then otherwise delays his action until you jump into the water.
I was just stuck pondering. Does Grix's last combat target thing help at all with school bullies? Like, do they like...
Maybe, yeah.
Bully him last?
That's an interesting question. Is bullying, is like psychological bullying a form of combat?
I think it's more of a fight started than Grix would be ignored.
Still got. And if I'm the only target, like if I'm the only one starting, if the fight's just me.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lucky goes, Lucky runs to, Lucky starts running kind of back up the slope. This is going to take her past the goat that was pacing her to get over to where you are in. Or at least close enough, she'll realize, oh, hey, this, fissure runs longer than I thought and jump in. So she's not quite there this round, but she'll be there next round. Cool Vons, you're up.
Okay. Well, if Frymeath is holding his action for me, he's in good shape and everything?
Yeah, he seems fine, relatively speaking.
All right. Well, Vons is vulnerable, so he's going to go ahead and jump in and hopefully survive all of the water.
Make a constitution check.
Constitution. It's a... +0, +9, +18. I like this die today.
Yeah.
Let's see. Doing math. That would be 27.
Okay. Your breath, you basically have this shocked gasp as you hit the cold water, but you don't go into shock or otherwise, lose a beat. So you manage to stay on top as you start heading downstream and then feel yourself catch air, as this was in fact a waterfall at the end of this. Cog's turn. Cog rides along with Aramith. Aramith's turn.
Aramith just was always taught not to go into the underground water, and so she's following that advice.
And just make it to the tree line and run?
Just make it to the tree line. People okay. were generally not, like, really paying attention to us. So yeah. I think Aramith is not freaked out by that. Also, if we make it to the tree line, I'm kind of hoping that these two NPCs will be able to just
escape
and find their own way back. And there will be two less people for you to have to deal with.
Yes. It's the goat's turn. The last goat.
Just respawn at base.
Last goat goes after Lucky and hits. Deals shit damage. And it tries to attack again. And I believe that... Sorry, doing math is hard.
Tell me about it.
Thanks mostly in part to Aracene's armor, does not hit the second time.
Yay!
Which is very good, because Lucky has 3 HP left. So
no!
So yeah, Lucky manages to scramble away. Emissary is busy being slammed to the ground. Pegasus, however, can reach Wealthy. Wealthy, did I have you heal 8 this turn?
Yes, that made me at
17.
17, yeah.
The Pegasus attacks you.
Okay.
Cedroa is giving you a bonus to your armor class, but that would still hit because your armor class is 12.
My armor class is 14.
14. It does still hit you, and it hits you a second time, and it misses the last one. Wealthy, you take a total of 15 damage as 2 hooves plant into your chest.
Okay. I'm down to 2.
All right.
Oh, God. Angry horse.
All right. Roll for initiative, everybody.
3.
6.
That's a 9.
5.
All right. As Vons is off the field, sort of.
He's going on another adventure.
Yeah, sure, why not? Okay, Pegasus goes. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giant Pegasus bearing down on you.
Uh-huh.
It's about to stomp you in the face again, probably. I guess we'll see if it hits, and then I'll ask you stuff.
Okay.
It could roll real bad. Could roll a lot of ones. We just don't know. Well, the first attack misses. That one hits. And that one misses because Cedro is giving you a bonus. So... you're going to get hit once. Well, you're about to be hit for 11 damage. Oh, heal 8 before we do the rest of this.
Oh, okay. So that puts me to 10. So I'm okay. at -1. So I'm at 0.
All right. All of you who are around, Wealthy gets stomped by a Pegasus and you see her go limp for a second.
Okay. It's all on Aramith.
And then you, and yeah, it's fine. Really.
Everything's good.
Yep.
No reason cool. to worry.
All right. It's Wealthy's turn.
I am laying there unconscious.
I mean, you were.
Okay.
You all were pretty sure that black oily stuff wasn't pouring out of Wealthy's ears or mouth before. But she does stand up again. Her posture's off.
Oh, God. I'm dead, aren't I? Oh, God.
Well, like, undead, maybe.
You are not currently in control in your character. That's how I will put it. So, FM, jump down. The goat goes...
wait, like, who could possibly have even seen that? Just, like, Lucky.
Yeah, actually.
Lucky and FM.
Now, FM jumped in. Prime Frymeath, I guess, is still up
oh,
there.
Yeah.
He jumped yet, so. All right. The goat goes. I don't think Lucky's faster than a goat.
Oh.
Which is unfortunate for Lucky. All right. The goat attempts to punch Lucky with a hoof. And misses.
Oh, thank fuck.
Second hoof. That one hits.
No.
I heard.
I've definitely never accidentally punched my mic. I'm a professional. Lucky goes to 0 HP.
Oh, no.
And thus is unconscious.
Oh, no. We're going to be kidnapped by the corruption.
No. They can just slowly kill her and then take her over as she dies. Steamboat Willie is unconscious. Prime Frymeath is still up. Lucky was running back his direction. So Prime Frymeath is going to go and try to grab Lucky. And try to haul her into the water. Prime Frymeath goes over and he makes a strength check. Doesn't do very well, but awkwardly wrestles Lucky up, you know, into his arms, onto his shoulder. But he rolled badly enough and that was slow enough that he's not going to get into the river this round. Okay, let's see. Cool Vons, you're sweeping away.
Uh-huh.
Lucky's actually stable, so nothing happens on her turn. Aramith, you make it beyond the tree line and out of sight of the combat.
Great. As soon as we are, like, I want to say like another 30 feet in, we will hide.
Yeah, you hide. Cog is surprisingly good at hiding. Like he has some sort of training in this, or maybe just learned to do it while doing deep delve stuff. Who can say for sure? And that actually means that every single player run character is off the field except for Wealthy, who is currently
not player run.
Exactly. So that's where we will pick up next time.
Right.
Oh, this is a long combat,
but it's over.
I mean,
now.
It's not the longest combat we've had.
We did it. We finished the combat.
Awkwardly.
A bunch of dramatic stuff happened. I'm okay with it.
I mean, I think Vaughn's was really thinking that everybody else would make it to the crack.
That was a very reasonable thing to think.
Yeah.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Wit. Thanks, Wit! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. We all had a big fight except Jesse.
And Grix.
Yes, but I
was still there.
One of you was there. Aaron, was not there. I was here emotionally. I'm going to restart this because I don't like the tone that I've taken. So, sorry, it's